Velkommen til denne udsendelse fra Troens Ord. Lyt med og vær velsignet.
Father, we worship you this morning.
Far, vi tilbeder dig den her morgen.
Be the center of our lives.
Må du være centrum i vores liv.
May our lives revolve around you.
Må vores liv bare dreje sig om dig.
For you are our savior.
Fordi du er vores frelser.
You are our healer.
Vores helbreder.
You are our redeemer.
Vores forløser.
The one who sanctifies us.
Den der helliggør os.
The one who will present us.
Den der vil
faultless.
Vil præsentere os uden fejl.
One day to the Father.
En dag ind for Faderen.
And Lord, we want you to be everything in us this
morning.
Og Herre,
vi ønsker du bare skal være alt i vores liv.
Thank you for the privilege that we have.
Tak for det privilegium vi har.
Or we can come Sunday after Sunday.
At vi kan mødes hver søndag.
Show that we belong to you.
Og vise at vi tilhører dig.
By coming to your house.
Ved at komme i dit hus.
That we can come together as believers.
Og komme sammen som troende.
Or worship the Lord God Almighty.
Og tilbe Herren den almægtige.
Father, give to you from everything you have done for us.
Og giv til dig ud fra alt hvad du har givet os.
Show us how much we love you by the way we worship you.
At vi kan vise dig hvor højt vi elsker dig gennem vores lovsang.
Sit under the ministry of your word.
Og sid under betjeningen af dit ord.
Are we as men and women?
Som mænd og kvinder.
Can be rooted and grounded in your word.
Sådan at vi kan blive rodfæstet og grundfæstet i dit ord.
We can be what you want us to be.
Og blive det du vil vi skal være.
We know in our hearts.
Og vi ved i vores hjerter.
That you put your hand upon us.
At du har lagt din hånd over.
Even while we were being formed in our mother's womb.
Selv helt fra den gang hvor vi blev formet i mors liv.
You separated us unto you.
Der adskilte du os for dig selv.
We can live for you.
Sådan vi kan leve for dig.
We can honor you.
Og ære dig.
We can glorify you.
Og herliggøre dig.
That our lives,
at vores liv,
not only will be blessed by you,
ikke alene bliver velsignet af dig,
but that our lives will be a blessing because of you to other people.
Men at vores liv kan være en velsignelse på grund af dig.
Or we can be a reflection of our Savior to the world.
Og vi kan reflektere vores frelser til verden.
We know this morning, God.
Og vi ved her til morgen her,
that we are pilgrims and strangers in this world.
At vi er pilgrimme og fremmede i den her verden.
Ambassadors of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Ambassadører for vores Jesus Kristus.
Carriers of the anointing and the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Bærer af Herren Jesus salvelse.
Having mouths to speak the word of God.
Og have munde, der kan udtale.
Having eyes to see what you show us.
Øjne, der kan se, hvad du viser.
That every faculty of our being.
Og et hver område i vores liv.
Anointed by you.
Salvet af dig.
Can be of use for you.
Kan blive brugt af dig.
Worship you this
vi
morning.
Vi tilbeder dig her.
Come on, church, just a few minutes.
Så bare lige kigge nogle få øjeblik.
Yes, open your mouth and worship him.
Så bare åbn din mund og tilbe ham.
Forget about everything around you.
Og glem alt omkring dig.
And make Jesus big before you this morning.
Og bare have Jesus stor foran dig her til morgen.
And just begin to love him.
Og bare elsk ham.
Ramahando robo shirabahadarabasatara. Ne daramana karabashoroburi adarabasadarama. Ibara namandoroburi alabasa karabala barabarabarama. Ne darananananamashotoroburu manamaramaramaramanamanaman. Worship you, Jesus.
Vi tilbeder dig, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Remanamanamanamanamashma.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Lebahandoroboshi ramandoroburi.
Shohoro brosti kiri di di ande le bele kiri
ande. Vi elsker dig. Vi elsker dig. Vi elsker dig. Jesus, we elsker dig. We elsker dig. We elsker dig. Jesus, we elsker dig. Oh, we elsker dig. Shira bahandur bor ba 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 shara ba ba ba. Jesus, We elsker dig, Jesus. Sing halleluja, halleluja,
halleluja.
Oh, we love you, Lord. We love you. I love you, love you, love you, love you, love you.
Vi elsker dig, Herre.
Jesus. Alleluia. Jesus. Oh, Ramaka, 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 Ramaka. There's a sweet anointing this morning.
Der er en sød salvelse her til morgen.
God, the Holy Spirit is moving in our midst.
Og Gud, den hellige ånd, bevæger sig i vores midte.
To refresh us.
For at forfriske os.
To strengthen us.
Og styrke os.
To empower us.
Og give os ny kraft.
To open our eyes.
Og åbne vores øjne.
That we may behold His glory and His splendor.
Sådan at vi kan se ham i hans herlighed.
That which will keep us.
Og sådan at det vil bevare os.
In what He has called us to be.
I det han har kaldt os til.
It is only Him.
Det er kun ham.
And who He is over our lives.
Og hvem han er i vores liv.
That can keep us where He has called us to be.
Som kan bevare os der hvor han har kaldt os.
I worship You, worship You.
Vi tilbeder dig, Herre.
Father, we ask this morning.
Og far, vi beder her til morgen.
There'll be an open heaven over this place.
At der må være en åben himmel over det her sted.
And we will hear Your voice.
Og vi vil høre din røst.
In the midst of our voices.
Midt i vores røster.
Minister to our hearts.
Betjen vores hjerter.
You know exactly what we need.
Du ved præcis hvad vi har brug for.
You know exactly the word that is needed for our lives this morning.
Og du ved præcis de ord der er brug for i vores liv her til morgen.
Word that will transform us.
Ord der vil forvandle os.
Send that word.
Send det ord.
Speak into our lives.
Og tal ind i vores liv.
We need You so much in us today.
Vi har så meget brug for dig i dag.
We are hungry for a mighty move of God.
Og vi er sultne efter en stærk
thirsty
bevægelse
for the things of God.
Tørstige efter det, der har med dig at gøre.
Want to be more like You.
Og her, vi ønsker at være mere lige dig.
Want to fulfill.
Og vi ønsker at fuldføre
Your purpose.
Dine planer
for our life.
For vores liv.
And for all that You will do this morning.
Og for alt det du vil gøre her til morgen.
And all the days of our life.
Og i alle dage i vores liv.
We give You the glory.
Der giver vi dig æren.
We give You glory.
Vi giver dig al æren.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Are you happy to be in the house of God?
Er du glad for at være i Guds hus?
Amen.
Amen.
It's the best place to be.
Det er det bedste sted at være.
And isn't it amazing that God has put it in such a way that Sunday after Sunday we can come together.
Er det ikke fantastisk, Gud han har forordnet det sådan at vi kan mødes søndag efter søndag.
And celebrate Jesus who lives on the inside.
Og fejre Jesus som bor i vores indre.
And be reminded of Him.
Og blive mindet om ham.
Be reminded of His word.
Og blive mindet om hans ord.
Be reminded of who He is to us.
Og blive mindet om hvem han er for os.
So that we can run our race with joy.
Sådan at vi kan løbe vores løb med glæde.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I don't know about you, but I am very excited this morning.
Jeg ved ikke med dig, men jeg er meget begejstret her til morgen.
You know that I had a word in my heart.
Jeg har et ord i mit hjerte.
And I was walking at the back up and down.
Og jeg gik her frem og tilbage ned bagved.
I said to the Lord, Lord, is this really You?
Og så sagde jeg til Herren, Herre, er det her virkelig dig?
And I suddenly saw Magni began to start preaching from what God spoke to me.
Og pludselig så begyndte Magni at tale om det, som Gud havde talt til mig om.
So I was actually jumping.
Så jeg hoppede.
Because I knew that it was really a word from heaven.
Så vidste jeg, at det virkelig var et ord fra himlen.
Isn't it wonderful?
Er det ikke vidunderligt?
God the Holy Spirit is the same Spirit of God that lives in every one of us.
Gud, den hellige ånd, er den samme ånd, der bor i hver eneste en af os.
Amen.
Amen.
He knows exactly what he's doing.
Han ved præcis, hvad han gør.
He knows what to put into our hearts.
Han ved, hvad han skal lægge ind i vores hjerter.
When to put it into our hearts.
Og når han skal lægge det ind i vores hjerter.
At what time we should speak what he puts into us.
Og hvornår vi skulle tale det, som han lægger på vores hjerter.
So that, you know, there is a flow of what he wants to say.
Sådan, at der er ligesom et flow i, hvad han vil sige.
This morning I'm going to share something very basic.
Så her til morgen vil jeg dele noget meget grundlæggende.
About the kingdom of God.
Om Guds rige.
And the kingdom of darkness.
Og mørkets rige.
I'm going to touch a little bit about the kingdom of darkness.
Jeg skal berøre et mørkets rige bare lidt.
But I want you to know this morning that when it comes to the kingdom of light, the kingdom of God, darkness is nothing before the light.
Men jeg vil bare, du skal vide, at når det kommer til de to riger, så er mørkets rige intet i forhold til Guds rige.
But it is important to also know the kingdom of darkness.
Men det er også vigtigt, at vi kender til mørkets rige.
Because Paul says we are not ignorant of the devices of the devil.
Fordi Paulus, han siger, at vi er ikke uvidende om djævelens planer.
So we also need to know.
Så vi har også brug for at vide.
When we see something, we must be able to discern whether it's from God or whether it's from the enemy.
Når vi ser noget, at vi så kan bedømme, om det er fra Gud eller det er fra fjenden.
Because when you know what's from the enemy,
fordi når du ved, hvad det kommer fra fjenden,
you know how to fight it.
Så ved du også, hvordan du skal bekæmpe det.
And the way you fight the enemy,
og den måde, du bekæmper fjenden,
is by speaking the word of God. Let me read to you first.
Det er ved at tale Guds ord.
Hosea chapter 4.
Så lad mig lige læse Hoseas 4.
And in verse 6.
Og i vers 6.
Where God is speaking to the children of Israel and saying,
hvor Gud taler til Israels folk og siger,
you know, we have many times looked at Hosea 2.
Vi har mange gange set på Hoseas kapitel 2.
How God draws us to the wilderness.
Hvordan Gud, han lokker os ud i ørkenen.
Meets with us.
Og mødes med os.
And changes the the relationship with him.
Og som forandrer vores relation med ham.
When he is with us.
Når han er med os.
In lonely times.
Når vi føler os ensomme.
Where he moves us from master servant to husband wife.
Hvor han flytter os fra herre tjenerforholdet til mand hustru forholdet.
Do you remember that?
Kan I huske det?
Okay, let me just read a scripture.
Lad mig lige læse det.
2:19. I will betroth you to me. Yes, I will betroth you to me in righteousness and justice, in loving kindness and mercy. I will betroth you to me in faithfulness, and you shall know the Lord.
Verse what?
19.
In the Danish, it's... Det passer altså ikke rigtigt.
2, Hosea 2.
19, it's not the 19.
Check if it's 18.
But maybe it's the Danish. Jeg tror, det er 18. På den dag, siger Herren, skal du kalde mig min mand. Du skal ikke længere kalde mig min bal, siger den her oversættelse. Det passer i hvert
That's
fald
ikke. 16.
Du skal ikke længere kalde mig min herre.
That's 16.
That's 2:18.
Okay, then a little further down.
Ja. Yeah. Ah ja, så kommer vers 21.
Yeah.
Jeg forlover, eller trolover mig med dig for evigt. Jeg forlover mig med dig i ret og retfærdighed, i godhed og barmhjertighed.
So that's God's heart for his children.
Så det er Guds hjerte for hans børn.
He wants to come to you with a deeper relationship.
Han ønsker at komme til dig med en dybere relation.
So that he can make you know him in a deeper way.
Så når du kan kende ham på en dybere måde.
For a woman, there are many men in the world.
For en kvinde, så er der mange mænd i verden.
The husband is different.
Men ægtemanden, det er noget andet.
For a man, there are many women in the world.
For manden, så er der mange kvinder i verden.
But when a woman is a wife,
men når en kone er en hustru,
it's a different relationship.
Så er det et anderledes forhold.
It's the same with the kingdom of God.
Sådan er det også med Guds rige.
There is a time when God, you know, the Bible says how God was ready to turn that relationship.
Hvor Gud så siger, at Gud, han var villig til at vende den relation.
So that you know God in a very deep and special way in your life.
Sådan at du kender Gud på en dyb og en helt speciel måde i dit liv.
So in chapter 4 and verse 6.
Så kapitel 4 og vers 6.
He says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
Det er ude med mit folk, fordi det ikke har kunskab.
Because you have rejected knowledge, I also will reject you from being priest for me. Because you have forgotten the law of God, I will forget your children.
Fordi du har forkastet kundskaben, forkaster jeg dig som min præst. Fordi du glemmer din Guds belæring, glemmer jeg også dine sønner.
That's why it's important to read the word every day.
Det er derfor det er vigtigt at læse Guds ord hver dag.
That's why it's important to walk with the Lord every day.
Det er derfor det er vigtigt at vi vandrer med Herren hver dag.
Because when we lose knowledge, we lose a lot of things.
Det er, når vi mister kundskab, så mister vi mange ting.
I told you in 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 11.
Jeg nævnte før 2. Korinther 2.
Paul says we are not ignorant of the devices of the enemy.
Der står det, at vi er ikke uvidende om fjendens planer.
In 1 Peter 5 and verse 8.
I 1. Peter 5, 8.
Just talking a little bit about the kingdom of darkness.
Hvor vi lige skal tale ganske lidt om mørkets rige.
The Bible says the enemy is like a roaring lion.
Bibelen siger, at fjenden er som en brølende løve.
Seeking whom he may devour.
Opsøgende hvem han måtte kunne opsluge.
One of the things is very important for us to understand.
En ting, som det er vigtigt for os at forstå.
There is nothing good with the devil.
Der er intet godt ved djævlen.
He's never going to offer you something to make you happy eternally.
Han kommer aldrig til at tilbyde dig noget, som kan gøre dig lykkelig.
Everything about the enemy is temporary pleasures.
Alt omkring djævlen, det er midlertidige nydelser.
And whatever he gives,
hvad end han giver,
is because,
så er det fordi,
he wants to bite.
Han ønsker at bide.
Come on, are you with me?
Er du med mig?
He's never going to make you feel nice.
Han vil aldrig få dig til at føle det godt.
That's why the Bible, Peter writes,
det er derfor Peter,
the devil is like a roaring lion,
at djævlen er som en brølende løve,
seeking whom he may,
opsøgende hvem han måtte,
devour,
opsluge.
His intention is to eat us.
Hans intention er at æde os.
His intention is to take away what God has given us.
Hans intention er at tage det væk, som Gud har givet os.
He wants to cause pain.
Han ønsker at forårsage smerte.
He wants us to see that he has a bite on us.
Han ønsker at vise, at han har et bid på os.
In John 10 and 10, verse 10, Jesus said the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy.
I Johannes 10:10 der står der, at fjenden han kommer kun for at stjæle, slagte og ødelægge.
That's why we need to be aware of the schemes of the enemy.
Det er derfor vi må være nøje. Vi må være nøje omkring hvad djævelens planer er.
I've said this before, I'm saying it again.
Jeg har sagt det her før, og siger det
Not
igen.
Not every good thing is a God thing.
Ikke alle gode ting er en Gud ting.
Every God thing is a good thing.
Men hver Gud ting er en god ting.
Now, some things that God gives may not look good for us.
Og nogle gange så kan det se ud til, at det Gud giver os, det ser ikke ud til at være godt
it
for os.
It may not be the way we want it.
Det er måske ikke lige den måde, vi har tænkt os det.
But it is good for us.
Men det vil være godt for os.
If we obey,
hvis vi adlyder,
we will see the fruit of it.
Så vil vi se frugten af det.
If we follow what he says,
hvis vi følger hvad han siger,
even though it may not be the way we want it,
selvom det ikke lige var det vi tænkte os,
yet it will be good for us.
Så vil det være godt for os.
And whatever God does,
og hvad end Gud gør,
will be for eternity.
Det vil vare for evigt.
God is not a God of temporary fixes.
Gud, han er ikke en Gud af midlertidige fix.
God is a God of eternal purposes.
Men Gud, han er den evige formålsgud.
That's because when he does something for us,
det er derfor, når han gør noget for os,
he knows our future.
Så kender han vores
he
fremtid.
He knows where we will be 5 years from now.
Han ved, hvor vi vil være om 5 år.
He knows where we will be 10 years from now.
Han ved, hvor vi vil være om 10 år.
He will know where we will live, how our life will be.
Han ved, hvor vi vil bo, hvordan vores liv er.
And he knows exactly what we need through all those years.
Og han ved præcis, hvad vi har brug for igennem alle årene.
Are you with me?
Er du med mig?
That's why God's will for us is greater than our own personal will.
Det er derfor, at Guds vilje for os er større end vores egen personlige
vilje. Proverbs 22 and verse 3, the Bible says.
Ordsprogene 22:3 siger Bibelen.
A prudent man,
at en oprigtig mand,
foresees evil,
han ser det onde komme,
and hides himself,
og gemmer sig.
But the simple,
men den enkle,
pass on and are punished.
Den enkle går bare ud i noget og bliver straffet.
What does the Bible say?
Hvad siger Bibelen?
A prudent man,
altså en oprigtig mand.
If you are smart,
hvis du er klog,
if you are clever,
hvis du er klog,
as a child of God,
som et Guds barn,
under the anointing,
under salvelsen,
you foresee evil.
Så ser du det onde komme.
You feel if I take this road,
Så ser du, at hvis jeg går den her vej,
even though it may be nice,
selvom den ser fin
I might
ud,
end up in the wrong place.
Så det kan godt være, jeg ender på det
if I take
sted,
this, if I take this job,
hvis jeg tager det her job,
though it may give me a good income,
selvom det måske giver mig en god indtægt,
it may take me away from God's purposes in my life.
Så vil det måske tage mig væk fra Guds planer i mit liv.
So I'm not looking temporary.
Så jeg ser ikke på det midlertidige.
If I'm clever,
hvis jeg er klog,
I'm saying to God,
så siger jeg til Gud,
Lord, is this job from you?
Gud, er det her job for
you
dig?
You know the future.
Du kender jo
you know 10 years from now.
Du kender 10 år fra nu.
I want you to tell me what to do.
Jeg vil, du skal fortælle mig, hvad jeg skal gøre.
And I, if I feel in my heart,
og hvis jeg fornemmer
this
i hjertet,
is not from God,
det er ikke fra Gud,
this is from the enemy,
det er fra fjenden,
then keep it away.
Så hold det væk fra
though
mig.
It may be a good thing.
Selvom det ser godt ud.
So a smart, clever child of God foresees evil.
Så en smart, Guds barn ser det onde for
and ud, hides himself.
Og gemmer sig.
What will they do?
Hvad vil de gøre?
They will say this is not for me.
Så vil de sige, det her, det er ikke for mig.
Yeah, just leave me out of this conversation.
Så jeg skal ikke være en del af
I want to keep out of this.
Jeg vil holde mig ud af det.
Oh,
der.
I don't want to come under this.
Jeg vil ikke ind under det.
It's
der.
Not because you don't want to.
Ikke fordi du ikke ønsker
it's
det.
It's because you don't want some other influence to come and pick away the fire and the passion in your soul for Jesus.
Men det er fordi du ikke ønsker, at der skal komme noget andet ind og tage din passion og din ild for Jesus væk.
Because you are on a road to a destiny.
Fordi du er på en vej imod en bestemmelse.
We are all on God's destiny for our lives.
Vi er alle sammen inde i Guds bestemmelse og vores Guds vej for vores liv.
The important thing is to stay on that road.
Det vigtige det er, at vi forbliver på den vej.
Halleluja.
Halleluja.
So anything that comes from the enemy will never ever be good for us.
Så alt hvad djævlen tilbyder os, det vil aldrig være godt for os.
Let me just is it okay? I feel this morning I want to do a little diagram. So ask David if he can put the whiteboard up. Is that okay?
We
do a little. We are a little different this morning.
Vi gør det lidt anderledes her, så jeg har lige bedt David om at komme med whiteboarden, så
okay.
Vil jeg vise et diagram.
Shall we do that? So the fundamental scripture that we're going to stick to this morning.
Så de grundlæggende skriftord, vi holder os til her til morgen.
It's going to be Colossians chapter 1.
Det er Kolossenserne 1.
And verses 13 and 14.
Og vers 13 og 14.
It's actually Markney began with it.
Martin,
this morning,
begyndte med det her
til about morgen. The kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of light.
Og mørkets rige og lysets rige.
So I'm just going to share just a few fundamental basic things just to refresh our understanding of God and understanding of who he is in our lives.
Så jeg vil bare dele nogle grundlæggende fundamentale ting om mørkets rige og Guds rige, sådan at vi kan få det opfrisket i vores
okay,
liv.
Okay, super David. Thanks so much. Okay, so turn with me to Colossians chapter 1.
Så gå med mig til Kolossenserne kapitel 1.
And let's read I want you to understand about the dominion of Satan and the dominion of God.
Så jeg vil vi skal se på her om Satans herredømme og Guds herredømme.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Are you with me, church, this morning?
Er du med mig, kirke?
Amen. So verse 13 says like this. Paul writes like this.
So
he has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins.
Han friede os ud af mørkets magt og flyttede os over i sin elskede søns rige. I ham har vi forløsningen, syndernes forladelse.
I just want to say,
jeg vil gerne bare lige sige,
if you watch that scripture, it says, he has delivered.
Så læg mærke til i ordet, så står det, han har udfriet os.
He has already delivered.
Så han har allerede gjort det.
You know, us from the kingdom of darkness. So,
han har allerede friet os fra mørkets
rige. You know, this is the world. Let's say, for example, this is the world.
Lad os sige, det her, det er verden.
Okay. And then, then you know the enemy is in the world. He's working in the world.
Og fjenden opererer i verden.
And the Bible says he's the prince of the power of the air.
Og Bibelen kalder ham fyrsten over mørkets eller over luftens rige.
And you know in this kingdom of darkness.
Og her i mørkets rige.
What God has done?
hvad Gud har gjort.
Paul, when he writes, he says, he has delivered me from the kingdom of from the domain. I'm talking about a dominion. Domain of darkness.
Så siger Paulus, han har sat os fri fra mørkets herredømme.
And conveyed me into the kingdom of the son of his light.
Og overført mig til hans søns rige.
Okay, so we are still in the world.
Vi er stadigvæk i verden.
All of us, we still live in the world.
Vi lever stadigvæk i verden.
He is still, the Bible says in 1 John 5, the whole world is under the sway of the evil one.
Og i 1. Johannes 5:4 så står der, at hele verden er i den ondes vold.
So he is swaying the world.
Så han er altså i verden.
But what has God done for us?
Men hvad har Gud gjort for os?
We were once in the dominion of darkness.
På et tidspunkt der var vi i mørkets rige.
Now we are in the dominion of the Son of Light, which is Jesus himself.
Nu er vi i lysets herredømme eller herrevælde.
Okay, the word dominion, this dominion, the word dominion.
Og det her ord herrevælde eller herredømme.
It means rule.
Det betyder regering.
It means reign.
Det betyder regere.
It means a territory.
Det er territorialt.
Of which a king rules.
I territorium i hvilken en konge regerer.
So Satan is the one that rules. He's the king. You know, he's the king of this kingdom, and he rules this kingdom.
Så Satan er altså konge i det i mørkets rige og regerer det.
Our God is the king of this kingdom.
Og vores Gud er konge over vores rige.
And he is the one who is the ruler of this king of this dominion.
Og han er regenten i det rige.
Now a kingdom is patterned after its king.
Og et rige der bliver lagt kongens i riget sætter mønstret.
This kingdom,
det her rige,
is like its king.
Det er som dets konge.
Who is its king?
Hvem er dets konge?
Satan. Okay. This kingdom can never have anything from here.
Det her rige kan aldrig få noget over fra det der.
This kingdom,
det her rige,
is ruled by its king.
Er regeret af dets konge.
Which is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Som er vores herre og frelser Jesus Kristus.
In this kingdom,
i det her rige,
everything is like its king.
Er alt som dets konge.
And we are here.
Og vi er her.
Now Paul, when he writes here, he says like this.
Og Paulus, når han skriver her, så siger
he
han.
He says he has delivered.
Så siger Paulus, han har udfriet.
How
os.
Did the deliverance come?
Hvordan indtraf befrielsen?
Because what Jesus did on the cross for our sins.
Jo, for hvad Jesus gjorde på korset for vores synd.
We were here.
Vi var her.
When we met Jesus at the cross.
Da vi mødte Jesus på korset.
He moved us from here all the way here.
Så tog han os fra mørkets rige.
We are still in the
vejen over i Guds rige.
We are still in the world.
Vi er stadigvæk i verden.
But we are not under this dominion.
Men vi er ikke inde under det her herredømme.
We are in this dominion.
Vi er i det her herredømme.
What is the what is the first thing you need to understand in this dominion?
Hvad er det første du må forstå i det her herredømme?
Nothing from here will have power over you.
Intet over fra mørket her vil have nogen magt over dig.
Now read Numbers 23 and verse 23.
Læs 4. Mosebog 23:23.
Okay, it's a nice you can just remember it. Numbers, it's about numbers and then 23:23.
Og så det er let at huske det. 4. Mosebog 23:23.
I hope it's the same.
Yeah, yeah. I hope so.
Yeah. There is no sorcery over Jacob or witchcraft against Israel.
Der er ingen spådomskunst udrettet intet imod Jakob.
Amen.
Amen.
So
Israel.
So in this kingdom, if we are in this kingdom,
hvis vi er i det her rige,
no curse,
så er det ingen forbandelse.
Nothing from this dominion can define this dominion.
Intet fra det mørkets rige kan definere noget som helst i Guds rige.
Are you with me?
Er I med mig?
There can be anything here.
Der kan blive hvad som helst her.
But they cannot influence you.
Men det kan ikke påvirke dig.
We are in the world.
Vi er i verden.
You know, this world is run by the prince of the power of the air.
Og den her verden bliver regeret af fyrsten over luftens rige.
Let's just look a couple of scriptures about Satan's kingdom. Matthew chapter 12.
Læs et par vers om mørkets fyrste. Matthæus 12.
12, 25 and 26.
25 og 26.
Jesus talking a little bit about, I mean, he's talking in many places, but we are taking few scriptures.
Der taler Jesus om det. Han taler om det mange steder, men vi tager nogle få skriftstegn.
But Jesus knew their thoughts and said to them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself will not stand. If Satan casts out Satan, he is divided against himself. How then will his kingdom stand?
Men da Jesus kendte deres tanker, sagde han til dem, et hvert rige i splid med sig selv lægges øde, og en by eller et hus i splid med sig selv kan ikke bestå. Og hvis Satan uddriver Satan, er han kommet i splid med sig selv, hvordan kan hans rige da bestå?
So Jesus says, Satan's kingdom cannot stand if that kingdom is divided. So he's talking about a kingdom of Satan.
Så Jesus han siger altså her, at Satans rige, hvis det er i splid med sig selv, så kan det ikke bestå. Så han taler altså om, at der er et rige der.
We saw Colossians 1:13.
Vi så Kolossenserne 1:13.
It talks about a power of darkness.
Der taler det om mørkets rige.
He has taken you out of the dominion of the power of darkness. There is, this place is powerful, but it is a dark power.
Hvor det tales om, at det her rige, det er kraftfuldt, men det er en mørk kraft.
Can this power be compared to this power?
Kan den her kraft sammenlignes med
no,
den her kraft?
No, no, no. Can you put it in a balance?
Kan du sætte det i en balance?
That God's power is so big and Satan's power is so low. No, no, no. You cannot put it in a balance at all.
Nej, du kan overhovedet ikke sætte det i sådan på en vægt eller balance.
Colossians 2 says.
Kolossenserne 2 siger.
Every handwriting of requirement that was written against us in our past life.
At enhver håndskreven anklage, der var sendt imod os.
That you will die in your sin.
At du skal dø i din
sin. That you are a failure.
At du er mislykket.
Oh, you have these things going on in your life.
Du har jo det her, det kører i dit liv.
Oh, what about that which you did?
Eller hvad med det der, du
what
gjorde?
What about this?
Eller hvad med det der?
Oh, you know, you have to pay the price for what you did.
Du må betale prisen for, hvad du
That's
gjorde.
There's many things here.
Der er mange ting her.
But the Bible says,
men Bibelen siger,
every handwriting of requirement that was written against us,
at alt, hvad der er skrevet imod os,
he named nailed it to the cross.
Det naglede Jesus til korset.
And he tore it down.
Og han rev det ned.
Made a public spectacle of the devil.
Og tog djævlen og trak ham i åben lys.
When he was nailed.
Da han var blev korsfæstet.
When they put the nails.
Da de tog de her nagler.
On Jesus.
På Jesus.
Every time the nail was going into his hands and feet.
Hver gang naglerne gik ind i hans hænder og fødder.
What Satan did not know.
Hvad Satan ikke vidste.
Our, you know, judgments were taken on the cross every time the nail went in.
At alt hvad der var ligesom var dømt eller dom imod os, det blev navlet hver gang den her navle fik et slag, så blev det banket ind.
Every judgment upon us.
Enhver dom som var rettet imod os.
By the world.
Af verden,
or by people,
eller af folk.
It was nailed when the nail was going into the hands of Jesus.
Det blev naglet ind på korset, da naglerne blev banket fast.
What did Jesus do?
Hvad gjorde Jesus?
He stripped the devil of his power.
Han rev djævelens magt af ham.
Words have power.
Ord er kraft.
That power he broke.
Og den kraft brød han.
Whatever Satan says,
hvad end Satan siger,
has no power in it.
Det har ingen magt længere.
Because it that power is already broken on the cross.
Fordi den magt blev brudt på korset.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So it's very important to understand.
Så det er så vigtigt at forstå.
That Satan's kingdom may be powerful.
Det kan godt være, at Satans rige er kraftfuldt.
That's why in the fallen world.
Og det er derfor i den faldne verden.
We can still see miracles.
Vi kan stadigvæk se mirakler.
We can still see signs and wonders.
Vi kan stadigvæk se tegn og under.
You can see that in many religions of the world.
Det kan du se i mange religioner i verden.
In many things of the world.
Og i mange ting i verden.
But that should not confuse you.
Men det skulle ikke forvirre dig.
Because it is a duplicate.
Fordi det er bare en efterligning
of what we have.
Af hvad vi har.
What we have is eternal.
Det vi har, det er evigt.
What is being done in the world is a cheap imitation of what you and I really get from the Bible.
Af hvad vi ser i verden, det er bare en billig efterligning af hvad vi fik på korset.
Somebody can let me just say an example. Somebody can be healed.
Nogen kan blive helbredt.
But without Christ,
men uden Kristus,
that healing means nothing.
Den helbredelse betyder ingenting.
But when Christ heals you,
men når Kristus helbreder dig,
you in that healing,
i den helbredelse,
you find Christ.
Der finder du Kristus.
What does that healing do to you?
Hvad gør den helbredelse for
it
dig?
It takes you to eternity.
Den tager dig ind i evigheden.
One day when you die,
en dag når du dør,
you are in heaven.
Så er du i himlen.
Because you have found Christ in that healing.
Fordi du fandt Kristus i den helbredelse.
Come on, church, are you with me?
Er du med mig?
It's very important to understand.
Det er så vigtigt at forstå.
We shouldn't get confused. Oh, we also see healing. They also see healing. So what is it in all this? Everything of the enemy is temporary. Everything of God is eternal.
Det skulle ikke forvirre os, at vi ser, at også andre religioner eller såkaldte guder kan helbrede, fordi det er kun noget midlertidigt, og intet fra Gud er midlertidigt.
Okay, Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 2.
Efeserne 2, 2.
When Paul writes, he says, let's read 1 and 2.
Lad os læse de første
and
to.
And you
vers.
He made alive, who were dead in your trespasses.
Også jeg har han levende gjort jer, der var døde i jeres overtrædelser.
In which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit which now works in the sons of disobedience.
Hvad er det vers?
Verse 1 and 2, Ephesians 1 and
2. Kapitel 2, ja. Også jeg har han gjort levende jer, der var døde i jeres overtrædelser og synder, som I før vandrede i, da I lod jer bestemme af denne verdens tidsalder, og af ham, som hersker over luftens rige, og den ånd, der stadig virker i ulydighedens børn.
So the Bible says,
så Bibelen siger altså,
here, we were once here.
Vi var på et tidspunkt her.
What
i det
is here?
Hvad er der her?
Trespasses.
Der er overtrædelser.
And sins.
Og synder.
Now we know trespass is stepping, you know, beyond our borders.
Og vi ved, at en overtrædelse, det er, at vi går ud over de grænser vi har.
And we know sins is missing the mark, not doing exactly what the Lord says.
Og synd det er at vi går glip af det mål Gud har for os, så vi gør det han siger.
And who does those things?
Og hvem gør de ting?
You know those who walk according to the course of the world.
Jo, dem der vandrer i henhold til verdens præmisser.
Are you with me?
Er I med mig?
This world has its own ways, styles, things that are there.
Den her verden har sine egne præmisser, egne regler.
But when we are a child of God,
men når vi er et Guds barn,
we need to walk according to his kingdom.
Så må vi vandre i henhold til det her.
Anything of the world that we do,
alt fra verden som vi gør.
Let me say this to you.
Lad mig sige det her.
Should we love people here?
Skal vi elske mennesker her?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, there can be a lot of people here.
Der kan være mange mennesker her.
You know, can we love them?
Kan vi elske dem?
Yes.
Yeah.
We should love people.
Vi skal elske mennesker.
We should love everybody in the world.
Vi skal elske alle i verden.
But can we accept their way of life?
Men kan vi acceptere deres livsstil, levemåde?
No.
Nej.
Why?
Hvorfor?
Because what is okay for them may not be okay for you.
Fordi hvad det kan være okay for dem, det er ikke sikkert det er okay for dig.
There can be things that there can be a different kind of a lifestyle here.
Der kan være en anden slags livsstil her.
There can be different desires and passions and things people can do in this world.
Forskellige længsler og begær og andre ting i den her verden.
I'm not here.
Jeg er ikke her.
I can't live with those things.
Jeg kan ikke leve med de ting.
Because I need to live a clean life.
For jeg må leve et rent liv.
I need to live a life according to my king.
Jeg må leve et liv i henhold til min konge.
Because my life is about eternity.
Fordi mit liv handler om evigheden.
It's not just about here.
Det handler ikke bare om det liv her på jorden.
Are you with me? Let me just give a simple example.
Giv et enkelt eksempel.
Blessings.
Velsignelser.
Sometimes you know we think blessings is money.
Nogle gange så tror vi at velsignelse det er penge.
We think our good life is having everything, you know, all, you know, rich with everything.
Og vi tror at at vores gode liv det er at vi har rigdom.
But that's the way the world thinks.
Men det er sådan verden tænker.
But for us as God's children.
Men for os som Guds børn.
Our best life.
Vores bedste liv.
Is walking with God.
Det er at vandre med Gud.
We live in Denmark.
Vi bor i Danmark.
We have money.
Vi har penge.
Nice house to live.
Et dejligt hus at bo i.
Have a car to drive.
Og en bil at køre i.
We're well taken by the government.
Vi er taget godt hånd om af regeringen.
And it's our best life.
Og det er vores bedste liv.
But if you take somebody from, let's say from Africa or India or somewhere out, men, you know, in a more poor living condition.
Men hvis vi tager nogen fra et mindre bemidlet land som Indien eller Afrika.
He might be in a tribal area.
Det kan være han ude i et stammeområde.
He may only be able to afford 2 meals a day.
Det kan være han kun har råd til 2 måltider om dagen.
Maybe all he has is a bicycle.
Måske alt hvad han har det er en cykel.
But he is full of the Holy Ghost.
Men han er fyldt med den hellige ånd.
Preaching the gospel.
Prædiker evangeliet.
And he's seeing the Lord mightily move.
Og han ser at Herren bevæger sig mægtigt.
He has a very little money.
Han har ikke så mange penge.
Not like us.
Ikke som os.
But he is living his best life.
Men han lever sit bedste liv.
Are you with me?
Er du med mig?
So in the kingdom of God.
Så i Guds rige.
Our best life is walking with Jesus.
Vores bedste liv, det er at vandre med Jesus.
It is not identified by how prosperous we are.
Det er ikke identificeret af hvor fremgangsrige vi er.
In the world system.
I verdens,
it is about how prosperous we are in Christ.
Men det er hvor fremgangsrige vi er i Kristus.
If my God is speaking to me every day.
Hvis min Gud taler til mig hver dag.
If he leads me every day.
Hvis han leder mig hver dag.
If when I read the Bible, whoa, something is jumping out of the word, he's speaking to me.
Og når jeg læser ordet, whoops, så er det noget, det bare bliver et rema af ordet.
And he is using me for his glory.
Og han bruger mig til sin ære.
I can love him and worship him.
Jeg kan elske ham og tilbe ham.
I may not have everything the world has to offer.
Det kan godt være, jeg ikke har alt, som verden har at tilbe.
But I can find everything in Christ.
Men jeg kan finde alt i Kristus.
I wake up with joy.
Jeg vågner med glæde.
I go to my bed with joy.
Jeg går i seng.
Because
glæde.
I know I am in Christ.
For jeg ved, jeg er i Kristus.
That's my best life.
Det er mit bedste liv.
The kingdom of God.
Sorry.
The kingdom of God.
Guds rige.
Amen.
Amen.
So where are we? We are in the kingdom.
Så hvor er vi? Vi er i riget.
We are in the kingdom.
Vi er i Guds rige.
So the kingdom of this dominion.
So
this place, so, kingdom of Satan,
Satans hervælde eller herredømme,
opposes the kingdom of God,
går imod Guds rige,
in nature,
i dets natur,
in character,
i dets karakter,
and in purpose,
og i dets planer, formål.
Amen.
Amen.
By nature it is different.
Bare af naturen, så er det helt anderledes.
By character it is different.
Ved karakter, dets karakter er anderledes.
By purpose.
Og
it is different.
Ved planer og formål så er det anderledes.
That's why it's important to know that we are here.
Det er derfor det er så vigtigt at vide at vi er i det rige.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to tell you something that might shock you a little bit.
Jeg skal fortælle jer noget som måske vil chokere jer.
Not every word of God that comes to you is from God.
Ikke alle ord. So that comes from God.
No, not every. No, I shouldn't say it like that. Yeah. I must say, not every word that comes to you from the Bible yeah. is coming from God. Thanks for correcting me.
Ikke alle ord.
Thanks for correcting me.
Ikke alle ord fra Bibelen behøver nødvendigvis, som du læser, behøver nødvendigvis at være Gud der taler til dig i det ord.
Only every word that comes from the Bible from God is from Him.
Kun hvert ord fra Bibelen som er ledt af den hellige ånd og talt til dig.
Now,
er et ord, du skal tale.
Why do I say that?
Hvorfor siger jeg det?
In Luke chapter 4.
I Lukas 4.
Satan gave Jesus a word.
Så gav Satan Jesus et ord.
I think somewhere around verse 11. He said to Jesus.
Han sagde til Jesus.
He brought him to the pinnacle of the temple.
Han tog ham op på højden af templet.
And said to Jesus.
Og sagde til Jesus.
You jump.
Hop ned.
Because the Bible says that your angels will protect you.
At hans engle vil beskytte dig.
What was the origin of that scripture?
Hvad var oprindelsen af det ord?
The origin was from Satan.
Oprindelsen, det var fra Satan.
It wasn't from God.
Det kom ikke fra Gud.
Come on, are you with me this
morning?
Er du
med mig? her til morgen.
Why am I talking about this is because you need to discern and understand what is the kingdom of darkness and what is the kingdom of light.
Og grunden til at dele det her, det er at du må bedømme hvad kommer fra Guds rige og hvad kommer fra mørkets rige.
Did Jesus obey that word?
Adlyder Jesus det ord?
He didn't.
Det er.
Because he knew the origin of that scripture was not from God, it was from Satan.
Did you say he obeyed it?
No, he did not obey it. Because
det ord, Jesus adlyd ikke det ord, fordi han vidste oprindeligt ikke kom fra Gud, men det kom fra Satan.
Okay, so let me just say a few things.
Så lad mig lige sige nogle få ting.
I'm really getting into something. Are you with me this morning, church?
Er I med mig her til morgenkirke?
Whatever justifies something that we do which is not right in our lives is not of God, but it's from the enemy.
Så alt hvad der retfærdiggør ting i vores liv, som ikke kommer fra Gud, det kommer fra fjenden.
When you know the Spirit of God is dealing with you.
Når du ved at Guds ånd tager i to med dig i nogle områder.
But if there's something that's trying to justify what God is digging in you, then it's not God who's justifying it, it's something else.
Men der alligevel er noget i dig, der prøver på at retfærdiggøre det, så må du bare vide, at det kommer ikke fra Gud, det er fra djævlen.
Whatever steals the fear of God from our life is not of God, is from the enemy.
Hvad end der vil stjæle Guds frygten fra vores liv, kommer fra djævlen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We don't do some things.
Vi gør ikke noget.
Because we have fear for God.
Fordi vi ud af Guds frygt.
We respect him.
Vi respekterer
ham. We want to be right with him.
Vi ønsker at stå ret med ham.
We don't look at him as man.
Vi ser ikke på ham som et menneske.
We look at him as God.
Men som Gud.
Why we don't do some things?
Hvorfor at vi ikke gør visse ting?
Even though it may be something we want.
Selvom det måske var noget vi gerne ville.
Or something we like.
Eller noget vi godt kan lide.
We don't do it.
Så gør vi det ikke.
Because we fear God.
Fordi vi frygter Gud.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm just giving a few markers.
Jeg giver bare lige nogle få holdepunkter.
Amen.
Amen.
Whatever. Stop. Okay, I already said that. Yeah, let me just leave it there. So, you know, deep feelings of conviction by the Holy Spirit.
En dyb fornemmelse af overbevisning af den hellige ånd.
If there's anything that stops it,
hvis der er noget der vil stoppe det,
it's not from God.
Så kommer det ikke fra Gud.
It's from the enemy.
Så kommer det fra fjenden.
Are you with me?
Er du med mig?
We as God's people,
vi som Guds børn,
we need the Spirit of God to be God over our lives.
Vi har brug for som Guds børn at det er ham der er herre over vores liv.
Amen.
Amen.
So it's very important to understand.
Så det er så vigtigt at forstå.
From Colossians 1:13 that we have been translated here.
Fra Kolossenserne 1:13 at vi er blevet overført fra mørkets rige til Guds rige.
Until we open a door for Satan.
Indtil vi selv åbner en dør for Satan.
Nothing from here can touch you.
Så er det intet herover fra der kan røre dig.
Are you with me?
Er du med mig?
Until we open a door.
Indtil vi selv åbner en dør.
It can be anything.
Det kan være hvad som helst.
If we open a door.
Hvis vi åbner en dør.
Then he will begin to start scratching.
Så vil han begynde at klø os der.
If he gets one finger in, he'll try to put two fingers in.
Hvis han får en finger ind, så vil han prøve at få to fingre ind.
If he can put two fingers, he'll put more fingers.
Hvis han kan sætte to fingre ind, så vil han sætte flere fingre ind.
He'll put many things.
Han vil komme med mange ting.
That's why the Bible says, like a city whose walls are broken down is a man who lacks self-control.
Og det er derfor Bibelen siger, at som en by uden beskyttelsesmure er en mand, der ikke kan kontrollere sig selv.
Okay, but now, how do I protect myself?
Hvordan beskytter jeg mig selv?
How do I protect myself?
Hvordan gør jeg det?
This kingdom,
det her rige,
is a kingdom of God.
Det er Guds rige.
God is the king of my kingdom.
Gud, han er konge over det rige.
In this kingdom,
i det her rige,
I have the voice of God.
Der har jeg Guds røst.
I have the Holy Spirit who leads me.
Jeg har Helligånden, som leder mig.
I have the word of God.
Jeg har Guds ord.
I am in the light.
Jeg er i lyset.
I don't need to hide anything in my life.
Jeg behøver ikke gemme noget som helst i mit
liv. I can be open to God.
Jeg kan være åben over for Gud.
Talk about anything in my life
Tale
to him.
Tale om alt i mit liv med
including
ham.
My weaknesses.
Including
my challenges.
Inklusive mine svagheder.
In this kingdom.
Og udfordringer.
Everything is in the light.
Alt er i lyset.
In this kingdom.
I det rige.
I'm standing before the light.
Så står jeg ind for lyset.
I don't need to hide.
Jeg har ikke brug for at
I'm
gemme
not trying
mig.
To I never need to go and hide in this kingdom.
Jeg må aldrig gemme mig i det rige.
I can be bold.
Jeg kan være frimodig.
Boldly come to his throne of grace.
Frimodigt komme til nådens trone.
Not by the works I have done.
Ikke gennem de gerninger jeg har gjort.
But because of his blood.
Men på grund af hans blod.
Because of what he did on the cross.
På grund af hvad han gjorde på korset.
With everything that I am.
Med alt jeg er.
My weaknesses, challenges, whatever I am.
Med alle mine svagheder og udfordringer.
I can stand before the light and say.
Så jeg står ind for lyset.
God, this is me.
God, det her, Gud,
I have challenges here.
Jeg har udfordringer.
I have situations I'm walking through.
Jeg har situationer jeg går igennem.
But thank God for the blood.
Men takket være Gud for blodet.
Thank God for Jesus.
Priset være Gud for Jesus.
I stand before you today.
Jeg står ind for dig i dag.
That you can have your way in me.
Sådan at du kan få din vej i mig.
Because I belong to you.
Fordi jeg tilhører dig.
Because I'm coming to that place of glory and you know this bright light in heaven. I'm coming there one day.
Fordi jeg kommer til dit strålende lys en dag.
If I don't learn to stand before the light today, how am I going to stand in heaven?
Hvis ikke jeg kan lide at stå i hans lys i dag, hvordan vil det så ikke blive, når jeg kommer til himlen?
So in this kingdom,
så i det rige,
if I want to walk in victory, this kingdom is about victory.
Hvis jeg vil vandre i sejr,
it's
det
about
rige,
power,
om sejr, om kraft,
it's about glory,
om herlighed,
it's about overcoming.
Det handler om at overvinde.
It's being able to say no to the enemy and yes to God.
Det handler om at sige nej til fjenden og ja til Gud.
It's about being letting go of the world so that I can have Christ.
Det handler om at slippe verden, så jeg kan få Kristus.
It's so that I can experience every promise of the word of God.
Det er sådan at jeg kan opleve hvert løfte i Guds ord.
So that everything in his word can become active in my life.
Sådan at alt i det her ord kan blive aktiv i mit liv.
I can experience what Peter experienced.
Jeg kan erfare hvad Peter erfarede.
What Paul experienced.
Hvad Paulus erfarede.
What Daniel experienced.
Hvad Daniel oplevede.
I can read the writing on the wall.
Jeg kan læse skriften på væggen.
I can unlock knots.
Jeg kan løse knuder.
Speak dreams and visions.
Løse drømme.
I run into a vision that God has for me.
Og løse drømme og visioner og løbe imod den vision
Gud har for
mig.
Because this kingdom.
Fordi det her rige.
Is run by its king.
Det er regeret af kongen. Af dets konge.
Pilate asked Jesus.
Pilatus han spurgte Jesus.
Are you a king?
Er du en konge?
You know what Jesus said?
Ved du hvad Jesus sagde?
He said I am a king.
Jeg er en konge, sagde Jesus.
King of what?
Konge over hvad?
King of this kingdom.
Konge over det her rige.
He said, if I was a king of this kingdom,
han sagde, hvis jeg var konge over det der rige,
my people will be fighting this kingdom. My people will be fighting.
Så vil mit folk kæmpe.
I'm not of the world.
Jeg er ikke af verden.
I am of God.
Jeg er af Gud.
Are you with me this morning, church?
Er du med mig her til
you are not of the world, you are of God.
Du er ikke af verden, men af Gud.
We are still living in the world.
Vi lever stadig i verden.
But we live under the dominion of this kingdom.
Men vi lever under det her riges herredømme.
Where his word to us becomes power.
Hvor hans ord til os bliver kraft.
When he gives a prophetic word.
Når han giver et profetisk ord.
Why that word is powerful?
Hvorfor er det ord kraftfuldt?
Because it came from my king.
Fordi det kom fra min kamp.
And I live in this kingdom.
Og jeg lever i det her rige.
And whatever he speaks to me is for eternity.
Og hvad end han taler til mig, det gælder også ind i evigheden.
That I will walk in his will.
At jeg vil vandre i hans vilje.
Walk under his plans.
Vandre under hans plan.
Led by his spirit.
Og være ledt af hans ånd.
Day after day.
Dag efter dag.
How can I keep myself here?
Hvordan kan jeg bevare mig selv der?
Allow him to speak to you every day.
Jo, tillad ham at tale til dig hver dag.
Allow his word to speak to you every day.
Tillad hans ord at tale til dig hver dag.
Make him everything.
Gør ham til alt.
Make your life in order to this kingdom.
Gør dit liv i orden for det her rige.
Are you with me?
Er du med mig?
Let me just say this one last thing.
Lad mig lige sige en sidste ting.
Now I'm okay, I'm not saying India is the devil, but I'm just saying. Let's say this is India.
Nu siger jeg ikke Indien er djævlen, men lad os sige at det her det er Indien.
And this is Denmark.
Og det her det er Danmark.
I am from India.
Jeg er fra Indien.
I have an Indian passport.
Jeg har et indisk pas.
And all the rules of this kingdom of India is over my life.
Og alle de regler der var i Indien, de er over mit liv.
But miraculously,
Men mirakuløst.
God has brought me here.
Så har Gud bragt mig her.
To Denmark.
Til Danmark.
There will come a time.
Der vil komme en tid.
I will hand over my passport to India.
Hvor jeg vil give mit pas til
Indian embassy.
Til den indiske ambassade.
And say I'm going to become a statsborgerskab. Citizen.
Jeg kommer til at få dansk statsborgerskab.
Of Denmark.
Af Danmark.
When I am here.
Når jeg er her.
Oh, I don't like to put a black man here. Okay, so let me not put it. When I'm here.
Når jeg er her.
Am I an Indian?
Er jeg stadigvæk fra Indien?
Yes, I was born as an Indian.
Ja, jeg blev født som inder.
I grew up in India.
Jeg voksede op i Indien.
But now where do I live?
Men hvor bor jeg nu?
I live in Denmark.
Nu bor jeg i Danmark.
I have a Danish passport.
Jeg har et dansk pas.
I'm a dansker.
Jeg er en dansker. I'm
Hallelujah.
A Dane.
One day if I go to India.
En dag når jeg tager tilbage til Indien.
And India says.
Og Indien siger.
You were born in India.
Du er født i Indien.
Oh, we will catch you.
Vi vil fange dig.
If they catch me.
Hvis de fanger mig.
Denmark will say to India, excuse me.
Så vil Danmark sige til Indien, undskyld mig.
He doesn't belong to you.
Han tilhører ikke jer.
He belongs to us.
Han tilhører os.
Don't touch him.
Rør ham ikke.
Because he is mine.
Fordi han er min.
Isn't that true?
Er det ikke sandt?
We could have been in the old world, past world.
Vi kunne have levet i den gamle verden i vores tidligere liv.
But now we are here.
Men nu er vi her.
Citizens of heaven.
Borgere af himlens borgere.
No longer has Satan power over our lives.
Satan har ikke længere magt over vores liv.
Because your identity.
Fordi din identitet.
You have a carry a passport.
Fordi du bærer et pas.
That's because of the blood of Jesus.
Og det er på grund af Jesu blod.
Because we one day came to Jesus.
Fordi en dag der kom vi til Jesus.
He said.
Og han sagde.
Come on, let me give you a passport to heaven.
Kom, lad mig give dig et pas til himlen.
Let me take away all the things of this life.
Lad mig tage alt væk fra det gamle liv.
And bring you here.
Og sætte dig herover.
That's what Paul writes.
Det er det Paulus skriver.
He has translated us from the power of darkness to the kingdom of the Son of His light.
Han har overført os fra mørkets rige og over i hans elskede søns rige.
Would you close your eyes this morning?
Vil du lige lukke dine øjne et øjeblik?
Would you tell the Lord this morning?
Og bare sige til Herren.
Open my eyes.
Åbn mine øjne.
To understand your kingdom.
Så jeg forstår dit rige.
Help me to love your word.
Hjælp mig til at elske dit ord.
Help me to pray, seek your face.
Hjælp mig til at bede og søge dit ansigt.
Help me to be a worshipper of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Hjælp mig til at være en tilbeder af Jesus Kristus.
Holy Spirit.
Helligånd.
Fill me.
Fyld mig.
Be everything to me.
Vær alt for mig.
Help me to understand.
Hjælp mig til at forstå.
That even though I'm in the world.
At selvom jeg er i verden.
I belong to you.
Så tilhører jeg dig.
I am standing in the light.
Jeg står i lyset.
I don't need to hide.
Jeg behøver ikke at gemme mig.
I don't need to be ashamed.
Jeg behøver ikke at skamme mig.
Because you have taken my shame on the cross.
Fordi du har taget min skam på korset.
Because you paid for everything on the cross.
Du betalte for alt på korset.
And therefore today.
Så derfor i dag.
I can stand before you.
Så kan jeg stå ind for dig.
Walk with you.
Vandre med dig.
Love you.
Elske dig.
Be governed by you.
Bliv ledt af dig.
That one day.
Og så en dag.
Jesus will say.
Så vil Jesus sige.
To the Father.
Til faderen.
This is Stephen.
Det her det er Stephen.
Washed by the blood of Jesus.
Ren vasket med Jesu blod.
He's from our kingdom.
Han er fra vores rige.
And here, Stephen, come into the joy of the Lord.
Og så siger han, Stephen, træd ind i Herrens glæde.
The Father will say.
Og faderen vil sige.
Come.
Kom.
Come, Stephen. Oh, just come.
Bare kom.
You're welcome.
Du er velkommen.
Here, forever and ever you can live in heaven.
For evigt kan du leve i himlen.
If any man be in Christ.
Hvis der er for hvem som helst som er i Kristus.
Old things shall pass away.
Der skal det gamle forsvinde.
All things shall become new.
Og alt skal blive nyt.
Just pray, just open your mouths.
Bare be.
As the Spirit of God leads you.
Og som Helligånden leder dig.
There are things that you want to talk to him.
Er det ting du vil tale med ham om?
Just talk to him this morning.
Så bare tal med ham her til morgen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Tak, Jesus.
Thank you.
Halleluja.
Thank you.
Tak.
Thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit in your kingdom.
Tak for kraften af den hellige ånd i dit rige.
Thank you for victory in your kingdom.
Tak for sejr i dit rige.
Thank you for the ability to overcome Everything that comes against our lives because of who you are in us.
Tak Herre, fordi du er i vores liv, så kan vi overvinde alt der kommer imod os.
Thank you for faith in our hearts.
Tak for tro i vores hjerter.
Ramahanduru bosha
rama.
Halleluja. Eh darabahanduru bosha rama. Le barahanduru bo. Korobahanduru bosha rama rama. Ora mahanduru bosha rama. Give yourself to the ministry of God's word to you.
Giv dig selv over til at Guds ord kan betjene dig.
Ramanashotoroba. When you're in warfare.
Når du er i krig.
When you stand to fight against the enemy.
Når du står over for at stå fjenden imod.
You must remember.
Så husk.
That you're girded with truth.
At du er omgjort med sandhed.
You know, it's truth that will keep your armor upon you.
Det er sandheden der vil holde rustningen fast på dig.
Faith is a shield.
Tro, det er et skjold.
Faith is not a sword.
Det er ikke et sværd.
Faith is to keep every weapon of the enemy away from you.
Tro er at du holder enhver pil fra fjenden bort fra dig.
What you believe in God?
Hvad du tror på Gud?
The way you know him?
Den måde du kender ham?
Your faith in him?
Din tro på ham?
Will keep every weapon of the enemy against out of your life.
Vil holde enhver djævelsk pil væk fra dit liv.
But the one way you fight the enemy.
Men den måde du bekæmper, bekriger fjenden.
Is because you carry the sword.
Det er fordi du har sværd.
The sword is the word of God.
Og sværd, det er Guds ord.
How do you cut the enemy?
Hvordan skærer du fjenden?
Because you know the word.
Jo, fordi du kender ordet.
His word says.
Hans ord siger.
That's why Jesus said to Satan.
Det var derfor Jesus sagde til Satan.
His word says.
Hans ord siger.
Man shall not live by bread alone.
Mennesket skal ikke leve af brød alene.
But by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
Men af hvert ord der udgår af Guds mund.
Word of God.
Guds ord.
When you speak it.
Når du taler det.
You begin to hear faith in your ears.
Så begynder du at høre tro i dit øre.
You become an overcomer.
Så bliver du en overvinder.
When you know your word.
Når du kender
the enemy
hans
can
ord,
never touch you.
Så kan fjenden ikke røre dig.
Halleluja.
Halleluja.
Father, we thank you this morning, God.
Far, vi takker dig her til morgen.
The great privilege we have.
Det store mægtige privilegium vi
we
har.
We belong to your kingdom.
At vi tilhører dit rige.
Kingdom of light.
Lysets rige.
An eternal kingdom.
Et evigt rige.
We may live in the world.
Det kan godt være, at vi lever i verden.
But we are living for eternity.
Men vi lever for evigt.
One day when we die.
En dag når vi dør.
It's not the end.
Så er det ikke slutten.
It's a continuation.
Men det er fortsættelsen.
Of the eternal life that we already have.
Af det evige liv vi allerede har.
And we will be with you in heaven forever and ever.
Og så skal vi være med dig i himlen for evigt.
And we live for that eternal life.
Og det evige liv, det er det vi lever
for. Not for this temporary life.
Ikke for det her midlertidige liv.
These years will go away quickly.
De her år vil hurtigt forsvinde.
But eternity is with you.
Men evighed, det er sammen med dig.
Where we will rejoice.
Hvor vi vil glæde os.
Celebrate.
Og fejre.
Love you.
Elsker dig.
Worship you.
Tilbe dig.
Therefore I pray this morning.
Og derfor beder jeg her til morgen.
And you will give us the grace and the ability.
At du giver os noget og evnen.
To say no.
Til at sige nej.
To earthly temporary pleasures.
Til jordiske midlertidige fornøjelser.
So that we can experience heavenly eternal pleasures.
Sådan at vi kan opleve himmelske evige glæder.
And that we can enjoy right now here.
Og det kan vi opleve allerede nu her.
Eternal pleasures.
Evige glæder.
Fill us with eternal pleasures.
Med evige glæder.
Fill us with your word, God.
Fyld os med dit ord.
Fill us with the power of your Holy Spirit.
Fyld os med kraften af.
Let there be nothing in us.
Lad der være intet i os.
None of us are perfect, Lord.
Der er ingen der fuldkommen.
But you're working perfection in us.
Men du udvirker en
continue to work perfection us.
Fortsæt med at fuldkomme.
Change us to be like you.
Og forandre så vi er som dig.
The Bible says, as you are, so are we in the world.
Og Bibelen siger, at som du er, sådan er vi i denne
May
verden.
May we reflect Jesus to the world.
Må vi reflektere Jesus for verden.
Thank you for the great joy this morning in our hearts.
Tak Herre for den store glæde i vores hjerter.
Now we belong to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
At vi tilhører kongernes konge og herrenes herre.
Halleluja, halleluja.
Halleluja.
Halleluja. Let's just sing this worship song.
Tak fordi du lyttede med til denne udsendelse fra Troens Ord. For mere information og for at kontakte os, gå til www.troensord.dk.